on 93.5 High Drama on the Plains this morning. Right out of a Western, right? The Hitman and Carla. And the high drama is a boss is about to make one of the biggest mistakes of his career.
I am so confused right now because I feel like you're always screaming at me that there's got to be trust. This is 2018, forward thinking, real woman of Wichita unite. I'm just like, you guys, this guy, you know, he had a holiday dinner for his sales staff on Friday. They went to this nice restaurant. They got holiday bonuses afterwards. One of his salespeople was unable to attend. So he's going to take her out to dinner tomorrow night to give her her holiday bonus.
And it's going to be a bonus, all right.
She happens to be young and beautiful. And the wife messaged us. She's like, look, I'm just surprised he didn't ask me to go. In fact, I've also noticed he's been working out all week, got a new haircut. I think it's inappropriate. He's taking this woman to dinner without me. I haven't said anything. My blood's boiling. Should he take her? Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, relax. I feel like you're building this up because you're in your head. He literally took everyone else out. She couldn't go. He's taking her out.
I just can't. I can't believe you're really trying to sell this garbage.
I don't know. Am I missing something?
Where's my girl Ebony Adibalade right now? Ebony, I need your input on this because I know what she would say. She would say, Carla, no. No. I mean, come on, really? That's where you're going to go with this?
I just feel like this is turning it into something it's not. Let them have their work dinner and it's done with.
You know what? Even me as a guy, and if this was my homie, I was like, dude, I wouldn't do that, man. Back up. Wait a minute. 869-1093 to the power lines we go. Go ahead, dude. You've been waiting. Go ahead. What do you think this morning here, Power 93.5?
I wish that either Carla was my wife or she could talk to my wife because I don't know a woman out there that would let me take one of my employees, a female, one-on-one out to dinner.
Right?
Am I missing?
I'd love for you to call my wife up and explain some stuff to her because that would help out. But I can't agree with her on this one, man. That's way too suspicious. Way too suspicious
right.
for most, yeah. I think.
All right.
Now, Carla and I will do a one-on-one dinner alone at night.
What's the difference?
But there's a huge difference.
What?
I'm usually at a very, very public place where there's a lot of people around.
Well, yeah, your guys' relationship, though, you work only together, I mean, in the mornings at least. And most bosses, you know, they don't
besties.
Work that closely with all their employees, let alone just take one of them out to dinner on their own.
All right. Look at you, Carla, becoming the woman that every man wants in his life.
No, I think he's being a smart A**.
Thank you for calling, man.
Bye.
Wow. How many guys are listening now saying, I wish he was my girl? Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Good morning. I think that I feel like it's a little inappropriate myself. Mm-hmm. However, my suggestion from the wife would be, why don't you get this woman and her significant other a certificate somewhere and let them go and enjoy it?
See, for the boss. Give her like a gift certificate to take her, whoever, her side piece or a significant other
wow.
or whatever.
Side piece.
It just kind of slipped out. But it doesn't matter. She go to dinner with just him and everything else is kosher, right?
Well, not in my world it isn't.
Oh.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, if something was going to happen, it's going to happen anyway, but not on my time.
And when you go into dinner and it's after company hours, guess whose time you on, girl?
Exactly.
Two snaps and a twist.
All right, we love it. Thank you for calling, okay?
All right, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. 869-1093. A guy dreaming that Carla was his wife and another lady like,
saying I wish she would.
Exactly.